its physical strength. Although...
Well, hi everyone. It's May 18th. It's Saturday night. And I thought I'd make a tape before I went to church. Let's see. Where to begin? It's been a very good... Well, first of all, I had today off. And I mean, I really had it off. Didn't have to work. And it was the first day I had off in 27 days. So I just enjoyed it so much. I didn't get called last night. I was on call, but I didn't get called. So I slept from about 10:30 last night. I finished work at 10:30. And I slept from about 10:30 last night until about 10:30 this morning. And I got up and went up in the sun deck for 2 hours and came down and got a haircut. We don't have a hairdresser, of course, on board, but we do have a couple of male barbers. And so one of them cuts females' hair. He's no Kenneth by any means, but he does a pretty good job. And since we're going to be on the line so long, it just almost became essential that we get our hair cut. So I got a haircut. And I just came back from dinner, and I'm going to go to the church at 7, and maybe I'll go to the movie here, or maybe up on the deck. I don't know. I have to think about that. Well, let's see. Where to begin? First of all, things are relatively quiet. We haven't been getting very many patients since we've been back up on the line. You know, when I speak about the line, I mean up on the gun line, up either off Dong Ha, Phu Bai, someplace like that. Strictly speaking, when you're on the line when you're in Da Nang too, but it's not the same. I mean, it's a little bit different. Here we're up where there's nothing. You don't even see other boats. Well, you see ships sometimes if they're going by. And of course, up here, our mail doesn't get off as often. So we don't, and we don't get mail as often. We can get mail any place from once a week to two or three times a week, depending upon if we can get someone to bring it up. But we're not where that destroyer was before, the one that was bringing mail to us. So I don't know how often we'll get our mail off, and tapes may be a little late getting to you, but I'm sure you understand the reason why. First of all, before I forget, you know, Dad, you mentioned about the tapes being new tapes that you're using. I don't know if you realize it or not, but they aren't clean tapes. They're, in fact, I think it's speeches by Monsignor Fulton Sheen or somebody, or Bishop Sheen. In fact, it sounds like him. I can't play them on my little recorder because, you know, it's like it's two tracks coming in. I have to play them on the big one. But that's all right. I'm not concerned about that. I can always, I try them on the little one, and then if it doesn't work, I put them on the big one. But it's Bishop Sheen's recording, too, and that's been the last two tapes that you've sent me, which makes me think that they were probably off one large spool, so that they aren't new tapes, as long as you know that. And I did get the map of Southeast Asia, and thank you very much for sending it. I'm grateful for it. It gives us a bit of a better idea of where we are when, or where we would be going if we were going anyplace. As I said, this has been kind of a nice week. I don't remember what day we went down to Da Nang. It must have been around Sunday or so. Anyhow, the sanctuary came up to relieve us, and then we went down to Da Nang and sat in the harbor. And before I left, there was a message that came from, of all people, Charlie Hyde. Remember Marguerite Schiffler Hyde? Well, from her husband, who was a CB in Da Nang. And on the message, he said that he wanted to know when we were coming to, when the ship was coming into port, so that he could come and visit. So I wrote and told him, it must have been Monday, that's it, that we'd be there Monday noontime. And he sent a message back that he couldn't come on Monday, but he'd try to get out to the ship on Tuesday. Well, our new commanding officer, Captain Drew, decided that we should have beach parties while we're in port, but that's a different story. So Tuesday, I guess it was, Charlie came over. And, I'm getting kind of ahead of my story. In the meantime, we got in on Monday. And then Monday night, the chief nurse asked me if I would like to go to the Navy Nurse Corps birthday party. I think I told you last week we had a birthday party, you know, a cook-off for everyone up on the deck. We had barbecue chicken, and we had a a birthday cake for all hands, for the patients and all the crew and everyone. It was very, very nice. I took some pictures, and if they come out, I'll send them to you. So, anyhow, Monday night she asked me if I'd like to go to this party, and I said, oh, I'd be delighted. So we went, and it was quite nice. It was in Da Nang, and there were six or seven girls there that I hadn't seen in a long time. It was, a couple of kids in Portsmouth, and Ann Barker, the one that Jack always asks about, was there. And Mary Cannon, who was the chief nurse. And, it was just great, and we had, there were several generals and admirals there. I met quite a few of the generals in the I Corps, which both the Army and the Air Force, Army and the Marine Corps, and then our Admiral Bartlett, who was the head of the Seabees, and who was Charlie Hyde's boss. And he came over and said that he Charlie told him to look for me in case that I was going to be there. Well, to begin with, when we left the ship, we left via the captain's gig, and that's quite a stir, you know. And we got into into Da Nang, into the landing, into the Marine Amphibious Force landing, and they had a chopper to pick us up and take us over to the hospital. And the chopper is what they call a Huey. It's a small one, but it fit the five of us. I should say Captain Markowitz and Captain Drew, Miss Henke and myself, and also Captain Garrett went. And she tries to alternate any time anyone's asked for something, then she has a different one of us go. And we flew real low over the streets of Da Nang, and I'm telling you, I still don't figure out what anybody's fighting for Da Nang for, I mean for the city of, because it's nothing, it really isn't. We flew over quite a few bombed out areas and then cemeteries, both Buddhist and Christian, and the streets aren't streets like ours at all, you know, they're just sort of like shanty towns. So we went into town and went to the hospital, rather, and I might add that I was extremely grateful I wasn't stationed there. It's terribly dirty. There's sand all over the place, and of course the whole hospital is barricaded with sandbags, and the base is rocketed just about every night. But it wasn't rocketed the night that I was there. They must have known I was coming, Mother. And the girls have to get into their bunkers and everything and get under their beds with their flak jackets and their helmets on. None of them have been hurt. And they have air-conditioned quarters, and everyone's very kind to them. And the place looks, you know, their living quarters are nice. They have bigger spaces than I do, of course. But I'll be perfectly honest with you, I am very happy to be on the ship and didn't object to coming back here at all. But it was nice, I mean, to go over there. And, of course, we had a few drinks and something to eat, and we had to be back at 9 o'clock, so the curfew in town, I think, is 9 or something like that. So the chopper flew us back to the boat landing, and we took the gig back out to the ship. And as I said, it was just a perfectly delightful evening, and I really enjoyed it. I wore just my blue uniform, you know, the summer dacron, instead of dress whites or anything, because it's really pretty messy getting in and out of the boat dressed like that. So then on Tuesday, I was working, and quite early in the morning, I guess, around 8 o'clock, Charlie came over. And I got someone to relieve me and toured him around the ship. And, of course, he's a full captain now. And he's going to be commanding officer at Davisville in Newport, right next to Newport, right near Narragansett. So we toured around, and they brought him out by boat. And he was quite impressed with the hospital situation and all. And I took him up to meet the various captains, and he met Captain Drew. And I asked Captain Drew if I couldn't come ashore. And Captain Drew said yes, there was no reason. In fact, he was planning beach parties the next day. Well, coming ashore means when you don't have the duty. Well, the beach parties, I had the duty that night, as a matter of fact. And I only worked till about 10 or 11, which is nothing in comparison to working 24 every 3 days. Don't mind my yawning, I'm really not tired. It's the sun, I guess. So, Charlie and I, the next day, I guess, we had beach.